It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
February 16th, 1962 is where we're going to start today. The Data Processing Division announces that the HyperTape Automatic Cartridge Loader, the first device to permit automatic loading and unloading of magnetic tape for electronic computers. 1968, the first telephone system in the United States uses 911 as the official number for emergency services. It was first inaugurated in Haleyville, Alabama. 1978, the Computerized Bulletin Board System, or CBBS, the first computer bulletin board system, is created in Illinois. Ward Christensen and Randy Seuss created that. 1984, IBM introduces the IBM Portable Computer, featuring a 4.77 MHz Intel 8088 processor, 256 kilobytes of RAM, 9-inch amber monitor, 360 kilobyte, 5.25 inch drive, and the DOS 2.1 operating system. The price of that, $2,795. 1991, version 1.0 of the Remote Access BBS is released. It was written in Turbo Pascal with some assembly language routines, Remote Access, and began as a clone of Quick BBS, would then quickly develop features that would make it one of the most popular bulletin board systems. 1993, Fujitsu introduces the Marty model of FM Towns personal computer, featuring a Intel 386 processor. $800. 1996, Atari is among the most actively traded stocks in the American Stock Exchange, following Atari's announcement that it would merge with JTS, or Joogie Tandon Storage. And in 1999, the International Solid State Circuit Conference is held in California. Sony Computer Entertainment announces specifications for a new 128-bit, 250 MHz processor for the PlayStation 2. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. February is the month of love, groundhogs, and static electricity. Colder homes are nice for computers, but the static charges they give from being too dry can be more than a shock to your system. They could render your computer useless. If you don't protect from the winter month, you could find your machine and all of its data gone. Carbonite is here to help with that. Founded in 2005, Carbonite backs up over 300 billion files to their secure servers, from photos of your newborn to important videos of the family and friends, not to mention those years of scanned documents you've been spending days digitizing. All of it gets stored in their secure cloud so you're protected from fire, theft, other acts, but also able to pull it down from your iPad to show those cute pictures to friends and family. Your data is secure, encrypted, and free from static electricity. And if you are a small business in the healthcare market, Carbonite can help since they are HIPAA compliant. It's your life backed up for $59.95 a year, a small investment in important files. For more information, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Sega releases the DreamEye digital camera for the Dreamcast video game system. 2001, Dell announces plans to lay off 1,700 jobs, about 4% of the workforce. 2003, the subscription-based webmail service Oddpost is launched. It pioneered the look and feel of later webmail service, offered significantly faster up response times than any rival, and introduced a drag-and-drop functionality mirroring the look and feel of a desktop mail client. 2006, the discovery of the first malware specifically designed for Mac OS X, a low-threat Trojan horse known as OS-10 Leap A, or Oompa A, is announced. 2007, the first Skynet conference on computers and information technology, SkyCon, is held. The Skynet Computer Society at the University of Limerick in Ireland. In 2008, Toshiba finally ends the HD-DVD war by withdrawing from production of that format. And in 2009, Lance Armstrong's bike was stolen. He instantly sends out information via Twitter to find his bike and offers a reward. The bike was recovered 4 days later.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.